had an opportunity to talk to Richard Deitch from The Athletic. We're going to bring you that conversation in a second. The passing of Grant Wall at the World Cup really, really hit home, because if you are a fan of a particular sport, it doesn't have to be soccer. If you are a fan, let's just say, of college basketball, there are people who have meant an enormous amount to the sport of college basketball that weren't players, who weren't necessarily coaches. Although I'll just use the example of Dick Vitale here. Dick Vitale, I will say, is the single most responsible person for the growth of college basketball. Not a player, not a coach, a broadcaster. Nobody has been more of an ambassador for college basketball than Dick Vitale. And he beat cancer. I could not be more thrilled for Dick Vitale, could not be more thrilled for us.
Yeah.
And he is back doing his thing. Grant Wall is very similar to that. John Madden as a broadcaster, what he meant to the NFL. Very similar, although Grant Wall was not a dynamic personality. He just had an unbelievable passion for covering the sport. And if you are a fan of soccer, undoubtedly you are a fan of Grant Wall. He was on this program in November, and I can't take the tab down off my... I have a bunch of tabs open for information that I use.
Yeah.
I've read all the stuff on it. There's nothing new coming on it. I've listened to all the podcasts, but I'm not taking it down. And I talked to Richard Deitch about that from The Athletic. Richard Deitch, media columnist for The Athletic, is joining us here on The Adam Gold Show. I've talked about this already on the show today. I am a new soccer fan. It's not even a year that I have become completely enamored and entrenched watching and following the sport. And I really owe a lot of that to Grant Wall and his podcast and his writing, his coverage, all of that. You were on the ground floor of that because you guys were at SI together. You even tried your hand at a podcast with Grant, which I'm frankly envious of. And I appreciated your piece in The Athletic, not only for your words, but you linked to so many other really important things to read or listen to as it pertains to Grant's impact. What were your thoughts? How did you react to the news?
Well, first, thanks for the invite, and thanks for letting me talk about Grant for a little bit. I'm still in shock, to be honest. It still doesn't feel real. Still sort of trying to process just the news alone. The World Cup's still going on, and I think there's a part of my mind that just thinks he's still there, mm-hmm. covering the tournament, and then eventually he'll come back. But that's obviously not the case. You talked about this is probably going to be his largest legacy. You know, you sort of talked about that. You learned and became a fan of the game through his words,
mm-hmm.
or or through his passion, or just his interest and just how much he covered it. And he really, you got to remember, and I think you know this, and I'm sure your listeners know this too. Like, United States, when it comes to the history of soccer, this is not Argentina. This is not Brazil. It's
right.
still a very new country
yeah.
in many ways when it comes to soccer, even if the NASL, existed in the 70s. And Grant was a big part of that. I mean, he was unquestionably the most prominent soccer journalist in America. He wrote big stories at a time when the place that we both worked at, Sports Illustrated, was a really, really big and important place. So you're talking about millions and millions of people reading those words and being introduced to global stars or to issues in the sport. And so he really had just an outsized kind of influence because he educated a lot of people in a sport that they weren't particularly educated in. It's very different. You know, baseball has been written about for 100+ years. The NFL has been written about for more than 100 years. Now college football, same thing. There's been a lot of great writers who have gone down those roads, but there haven't been many writers who have written at Grant's level when it comes to his sport. And so on top of obviously that he really made himself available to people and he really helped a lot of people during their careers, that's his legacy. His legacy is that he really helped introduce and proselytize in many ways a game that still remains new to a lot of Americans.
We talked to him a couple of times. Actually, he was just on the show back on November 10th. I just went back and checked the date that he was on, and he was so excited to be covering his 8th World Cup. He really took a chance because he was a great college basketball writer, too. First time I ever met Grant was at a Final Four, and I know he had spent time here on Tobacco Road like everybody else does who covers the sport of college basketball at a high level. But he really chose the path of soccer well before this explosion ever took place. Do you know why?
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
It's Macy's Gifts You'll Love to Give sale with great deals for everything on their wish list, like 50% off cozy coats, jackets, and vests for her, perfume and cologne gift sets for $50 and under, and shop specials like 20 to 50% off the season's hottest toys from Bluey, Melissa, and Doug, and more. Plus, everyone gets $10 in Macy's money for every $50 spent, now through Thursday at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, you know, I'm laughing that you're saying you took a chance. I mean, in some ways, for sure. In other ways, you know, nice free trips to Paris and Argentina and you know, and some of the most beautiful places in the world. He fell in love with soccer when he was at Princeton as a student there. He did a, I don't know if it was a senior thesis or it was one of his years there where he wrote about soccer in Argentina. And that's where he first fell in love with the game. Bob Bradley, who went on to obviously coach the U.S. national team and teams abroad as well as teams in MLS. He was the coach of Princeton then. And they developed a friendship, a student and coach. And I think that was a big part of his education and soccer development too. So that's where it started. And he always loved it. He certainly loved college basketball as well. You know, he's from Kansas. Mm-hmm. So obviously that state is very steeped in college basketball. So I think he really had parallel loves. I mean, I remember when we first started at SI, he started a year before I did. And he started in 96, I believe, and I was 97. And he was a legit basketball, you know, like a nerd. Like he loved the sport. He played it. He was into it. So it's not like he was just only a connoisseur of soccer. And he covered, obviously, a lot of Final Fours and some great college players in the early 2000s. If you go back to SI, you see like some of the like people who became stars in the NBA who he profiled. And obviously very, very famously, he was the first person to write a national cover story on LeBron James. Yep. Spent a couple of days with him in Akron when LeBron was 16. And, you know, LeBron, who has really said some nice things about Grant, and that was a big moment for LeBron. LeBron was pretty famous in Akron and in Ohio, but he wasn't famous nationally. And that SI story made him so. And that was at a time when the cover of SI really meant something. And so that was a big moment in Grant's career. I think if I'm remembering it right, you know, I have to go back to sort of thinking about this in like the early 2000s. It's a while now. I think he kind of got written out in basketball in many ways. Like, I think like if I remember talking to him, you know, like sort of like at a certain point, like if you do your seventh Final Four, you know what I mean? Or you do like your 15th profile of a college basketball player, and it's still a great job and all that. Yeah. But I think he had done that. And that's, I think, one of the reasons he really liked soccer is it just was like a lot of uncharted territory. And I can tell you, working there, none of the top editors gave soccer like the respect right. It really should have had. It just, he had to fight to get story assignments, and he really had to fight to get travel money to go abroad. I mean, I can remember in the office there were other writers who were wondering, hey, you know, why is Grant going to wherever? Mm-hmm. There were certainly editors who were like, you know, why are we sending this guy to do a profile of some you know, Argentine or Italian soccer player? So it was not like 2022 where if like, you know, Leo Messi or Kylian Mbappe said, hey, you know, we'll yes, American journalist, but we'll give you 2 hours to interview one-on-one. Everybody, you know, now would be able to green light that in a second. But back then, that was not the case. He really had to fight for that. He essentially, and this is true, I wrote this in my piece, he essentially willed high-level soccer coverage into existence at SI, because that was not the case prior to him.
It's Richard Deitch from The Athletic is joining us here on The Adam Gold Show. And if you read his most recent piece, it's about Grant Wahl. And again, what you do at the end of your media columns is you provide links to other great stories. And of all the things that have been written about Grant, the fact that you link to all of these things, including the most recent Football with Grant Wahl podcast. And I'm going to have to check myself here because I will tear up because I listened to it a couple of times where his partner, Chris Whittingham, essentially eulogized Grant for about 7.5 minutes. And it's incredibly moving. And again, if you loved that podcast or respected it, it has to move you. But again, I want to thank you for just linking to all of those things. He's probably as influential as any figure who isn't a player as to how soccer has taken foot in this country, because he was such a dogged pursuer of attention for the game.
Oh, I think that's unquestionably so. I mean, in terms of like the figures, you know, if you, I don't know, so like media/player figures, like who would be influential in the growth of soccer in this country, like, you know, Landon Donovan would be on that list. Alexi Lalas would have to be on that list, just given, you know, his combination of playing and broadcasting. You know, on like the women's side, obviously people like Abby Wambach and Mia Hamm, Julie Foudy and Alex Morgan, etc. But he's on that list. You know what I mean? Like wherever that top 10 sort of plays, like he's there, and he's the only media person there. Unless you want me to count Lalas and Tell or Twelman, but you know, they're players
right
too. So it's a little bit different, but yeah, I mean, again, he, there was soccer in the U.S. in terms of, people consuming it was very local for a long time. Like if you wanted to get like local coverage, like I'm sure the Kansas City Star had like a local writer covering soccer.
Right.
And the Philadelphia Inquirer has a really good one in Jonathan Tannenwald that does it. But there's only one guy really at the national level who was doing it and did it for years, and that was Grant. He also, this is where I really respected him for, because he was on this early. He morphed a lot of his work to digital, to SI.com, mm-hmm. and he was not steeped in what a lot of people were steeped in at SI at the time, where I only have to be in the magazine. Like, you know what I mean? My words only matter if I'm in this publication that's, you know, 40, 50 years. But Grant wasn't like that. He sort of saw the power of the web, at least in terms of like pushing soccer, pretty early. And he was one of the more famous writers at SI to start working on SI.com very regularly. Interestingly enough, Peter King and Paul Zimmerman were the others too, in terms of their sports and football. And I think he really grew his audience that way, because it turns out that there were a lot of young soccer fans, right? And a lot of those people were very digitally centric and savvy, and they consumed his mailbags there, and they consumed his work there. So he, you know, it was sort of a small career choice that he made, but it really turned out to be a smart one. And then again, he was very early in trying to do podcasting. I can tell you, I don't remember the date of when it was. I think I want to say we did this in like 2013 or 2012 or 2014. I mean, I was horrific. I really should have been fired on the spot, like mispronouncing names. My MLS knowledge was awful. I was faking it the whole time. I'd read the paper,
right,
and just ask very generic questions. I mean, it was embarrassing. Like, I'm just going to be blunt. But he was great. Like, he knew all that stuff cold. Mm-hmm. He got us very famous writers on from England and Spain to come on this podcast. And even then he was kind of experimenting with like audio, like to sort of figure out what his audio voice was. And like you just mentioned now, obviously he did a podcast with Chris. It was a top 100 podcast.
Great.
And so he's very unique, or he was very unique in just terms of, in terms of how he approached his career. And it's not going to be duplicated. Obviously there will be other people who cover soccer in the U.S. as we head forward, but no one is going to have his reach for many, many years. It's institutionally what he's done over the last 20 something years can't be duplicated.
Richard Deitch on Twitter at Richard Deitch, from The Athletic, media columnist. I thank you very much for your time today. Again, the piece is great. I wish people would just go read your piece, but also click all the links at the bottom of it, because all of that stuff is important, especially if you're a soccer fan. Even if you're not a soccer fan, you see what kind of a guy Grant Wall was. And I haven't taken the, you know, his Substack page down. I still have that up at one of my tabs. And I can't bring myself to not have Football with Grant Wall, the podcast, up. Richard, thank you so much. I'll talk to you again soon. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you for letting me talk about him. Appreciate it.
And I think that's my takeaway is how there are a lot of people who worked with Grant, and they all want to talk about Grant. Go check out Richard Deitch's piece and click all the links. Really, really good thing.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $400 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that's right for you with accessories like our cycling shoes, a heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Peloton, fitness that stays with you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th, 2022. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.